Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
And being on a little bit of unstable ground, given how I'd felt the past month or so, I actually went onto that floor and delivered pretty well for 7 minutes. And then all of a sudden, froze, choked, my whole mind just went, just stood there. And amazingly, my partner finished my section before she went on to hers.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Did I do that fast enough? I was trying to super speed it. Anyways, today I'm joined by Lee Chambers. Lee is a psychologist and coach who helps people reach their well-being goals by taking a look at the whole person, not just one little aspect. He's also an entrepreneur who regularly appears on podcasts and in other media. And if you want more Lee after this episode, you can check out episode 10 of Broken Bulbs. But Lee also failed to complete a presentation, despite being well prepared. That's coming up after the break. Real quick, before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help. Enjoy the show. Lee Chambers, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Oh yeah, let's go deep, Alex.
I'm excited for this one. Let's talk about you freezing up in front of 300 people. I mean, people get pretty scared in front of large crowds and audiences anyways, but why don't you kind of set the stage for us? What was going on? Why were you in front of 300 people? And then what happened?
Yeah, so if we wind the clock back, this is just over 15 years ago now, amazingly. And I'd gone to university here in the UK. And I'd found that as I'd kind of gone into my teenage years, I was actually quite articulate in front of a group of people. I'd ended up at college being one of the people who would often speak at the front of audiences, assemblies, and association events. And it got to the point where at one point, my history teacher had actually said, you could probably be a prime minister one day because of the way you present, the charisma that you've got, and the way that you speak in those situations where many people feel anxiety, nerves, and are not able to articulate themselves so clearly. And what that kind of did, like so often does as human beings, is people keep telling you you're good at something, so you start to take it for granted. You start to honestly feel that maybe this is one of my given strengths and I probably don't need to practice it as much as I do other skills. So I now go through to university and study international business psychology. And as part of the third year scheme, you have to deliver a business project with a partner. And this is, you know, a significant part of your work. But you have a 30-minute presentation to do to effectively articulate your business plan and your forecast and what you plan to do, the research behind it. So I work with my partner. And at this point, I have cruised through education in a lot of ways. I'm able to get the grades without putting much effort in. And as a lazy young man, that was fine for me. I didn't have to push on further. Unfortunately, what actually happened is I was having some challenges around this period between the adolescent to adult transition and trying to really define who I was going to become as a man and how I would express that. And unfortunately, this also coincided with this particular event. So I was struggling a little bit going into it. But unfortunately, I hadn't really catalyzed the fact that I needed to prepare. This was big. I was going to have a lot of eyes looking at me. And being on a little bit of unstable ground, given how I'd felt the past month or so, I actually went onto that floor and delivered pretty well for 7 minutes. And then all of a sudden, froze, choked, my whole mind just went, I just stood there. And amazingly, my partner finished my section before she went on to hers, and I just was there. I felt half the size. And now I'm over 6 foot, but I literally felt 3 foot at that point. And after that, I actually started to tell myself, maybe I'm not a public speaker. Maybe I'm not a people person. Maybe I'm not the kind of man who should be stood at the front. Maybe I should be in the audience. Maybe this is actually something that, you know, deep down, it scares me. But truth be told, public speaking is something that everyone finds a certain level of, you know, high arousal with. You're either excited, you're anxious, but you never go out on stage and are just at peace, because you're expressing and delivering a message. You're there for a reason. And unfortunately, this particular failure for me in my head actually stopped me going to the front and speaking for another 10 years afterwards.
Wow.
I actually designed elements of my life to put me as the one designing the strategy in the back and not articulating in the front, because I started to believe my own self-talk that I wasn't that person to deliver at the front on the stage. And through that, it was when I used that very similar process that we talked about in a previous episode of removing the emotion from your failures and not thinking that it's you who'd failed, but looking at it and finding, why didn't it go the way I wanted to? I looked back and realized it wasn't me who had failed. It wasn't the fact that I'm not a people presenting charismatic man. It's because I hadn't prepared. So the process had failed because I had failed to prepare. And when I started to have that clarity, I realized that I could get back on stage again. In fact, I could do it, and I probably would still find myself being able to do it quite well, but I'd have to practice. I'd have to step back on the stage as a beginner and start to appreciate and learn that this is a skill that you can stand on stage, and actually you should be grateful that you're not trembling like so many people, because some people would rather pass away than give the eulogy, literally. So I actually became grateful, but went and treated it like a beginner. And now I speak in front of educational establishments, universities, colleges, about my career path and about the health challenges that I've had, and try to inspire others through the message of my stories and the work that I do. And I wouldn't be able to do that if I had just decided that, you know, that failure was that and I wasn't that person. But it did take 10 years of processing that to break through the other side.
I mean, to be naturally gifted with something so apparently, and then have your confidence shattered that way for 10 years, Wow. So what do you think, looking back at that experience of freezing up, what do you think you could have done differently with your gifts? Because I'm sure a lot of people have these gifts, these things. And I know I'm that lazy young man who coasts through as much as he can coast through. And so what do you recommend when somebody is, you know, naturally gifted, naturally talented with something? What do you recommend to make sure that they don't become overconfident and then have that moment where they're like, oh, maybe I'm not the most amazing and best at this? What do you recommend for that?
Yeah, so my recommendation is to treat it all like an experiment. Put your lab coat on and go and be a beginner again, because it doesn't matter where your strengths lie. You know, we all have a diverse set of skills. The beauty is that if you're strong at something, then your talent, amplified with the effort of practice, actually becomes, you know, an epic skill, something where you can actually achieve. But you do need to put effort into the talent to build the skill, and then effort into the skill to build something that makes you, you know, one of the top performers in that area. But that requires two lots of effort. And so often, if you have a talent, you just honestly believe it should all fall into your hands because it's your strength. It's, you know, it's what you're good at. But it requires two doses of effort to turn that talent into something special that changes lives, that makes a difference. So even if you feel, I'm great at this, just think like a beginner and think, how can I experiment? How can I practice? How can I just make myself that little bit more? And how can I learn? Because again, when we're strong at something, we don't often see ourselves failing. Therefore, we don't go back and dissect it and look a bit more into it. Look at what we could have done better. We don't take that feedback that's more constructive because we're good at this and we're good and I know what I'm doing. Except truth is none of us really know what we're doing in life ever because our life is a whole experiment in itself.
Of course, at the end of every episode, I leave time for you to brag a little bit and share that one thing, that one idea, that 1,000th try that's working. So let us know, what are you doing now? What's working for you, Lee?
Yeah, so I still do a lot of speaking now in education, but now speaking at events to, again, larger audiences. I recently spoke to effectively 1,000 people at once. So that's a significant step up on those days. And one of the tips that I would definitely recommend, even if you're only speaking at a team meeting in your office, is that it feels like it's something that's a big deal. The truth is, people are listening. And when you feel anxious, don't try and make yourself calm. Because even the most Zen Buddhist monk would struggle to go from high arousal negative, which is anxious, to low arousal positive, which is calm. Tell yourself in your mind, when you're feeling those butterflies, those sweaty palms and those trembling legs, keep telling yourself, I'm excited. I'm excited. Because what will happen is you'll move from high arousal negative to high arousal positive. How does being excited feel? It's exactly that same sweaty palm, shaky leg, butterfly feeling of feeling anxious, because physiologically they're the same thing. And psychologically, the only difference is whether you see it as a bad thing or a good thing. All of a sudden, you'll be and feel like the most nervous person in the world going out and barnstorming that stage with an excitement, expressing yourself and just sharing your message with the world, because there's nothing more powerful than your story. It's told authentically because you're not looking to be the perfect speaker. You're just looking to connect with the people in front of you. Connect with just one person. They'll hear your message, you'll inspire them, and that'll make a difference in the world.
And where is it that people can find you?
Yep, so I'm on www.essentialize.co.uk and leechambers.org. There you can find my blogs, my work, and my socials.
That's fantastic. I'll have links for all of those in the show notes. And Lee Chambers, I just want to say once again, thank you for joining me.
Pleasure, Alex.
And thank you for listening. Get back up there. When you feel that anxiety, put on your lab coat. This is a trick I've employed plenty of times myself, imagining myself as a scientist, just experiencing things and taking notes. And even if you're good, think like a beginner. If you want more lessons from Lee, you can check out episode 10 of Broken Bulbs. Special thank you to Lee for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, linked in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. It makes us feel warm and fuzzy, and we're aiming to get 10,000 downloads an episode by the end of the year. It's a huge goal, but I hope we can do it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecho Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecho.